Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio. And it is time for another fresh edition of the Big East Sports Show. That's right, we're going to take time for some NBA talk, specifically the Mavericks and the Pelicans. So delighted to have back with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and that is longtime NBA coach, and he is the VP of the Texas Legends. Of course, that is the Dallas Mavericks D-League affiliate, the great Del Harris. Are you ready for another edition of the Big East Sports Show, Del?
Well, I tell you, how could I not be with your enthusiasm? It spreads. It's good. Enthusiasm is good. That's why they call you the Big E.
There you go.
Everything to do with your name. It has to do with enthusiasm.
Well, Del, I won't post you up too hard. I promise. I'll take it easy on you. But we're going to cover a couple of teams that you actually cover on Fox Sports. You're right there in Dallas. We want to start with the Mavericks. The Mavs with a big win on the road in Chicago on Tuesday night. So let's take time to look into the Delmar William Harris crystal ball. What is going to be ahead for them in 2017? Do you think the worst is behind in terms of with injuries and getting everybody back?
Wow, now that's a tough one. Their record on injuries is not good. Again, they have one of the, if not the oldest team in the league, and that, doesn't usually speak well when you try to forecast injuries, not injuries. But if they can stay healthy, particularly Dirk and Williams, those are the two guys that are most susceptible. And even Harris, Harris and J.J. Barea, they're all off and on. If they can manage out of those four to keep at least three of them from missing any more than, say, just two or three games, then they have a chance of, I think, continuing to play around 500 ball. But I just don't see how they're going to be able to, put on a really big run where they're able to get up to playoff spots. But you never know. They are a very competitive bunch and have a good camaraderie on the team, and they always will have, as long as you have a guy like Dirk leading it. And then Rick does obviously a good job coaching.
Absolutely. The longtime and legendary NBA coach, Del Harris, is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Connect with us. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to our entire conversation at podcastarena.com. Okay, so the Mavericks, they have had wins against Phoenix, Minnesota, and Chicago, and they're looking to continue to gain ground. And I really think they stole one on the road against the Bulls the other night. What else? I mean, we were talking about injuries, getting healthy, getting these guys up and going. They are one of the older teams in the league. But what else have you observed that's been the key to this particular run in 2017, Del?
Well, the schedule has been friendly, of late. And although I will say it's never an easy win up in Chicago, nor was it an easy win against the Bulls, for that matter, because that went down to the last second shot, but it was a very good game, very well played, hard played game, and a confidence builder for sure. I mean, no doubt about that. And I think that one thing that they have had trouble with this year is closing out a game. They've had a number of games where they're pretty close, but in the end, they haven't had a consistent go-to guy, but that seems to be changing a bit now. And with Deron Williams kind of getting back into the old Deron Williams form, where you can give him the ball and he can create something for himself or find the right guy, which is what he did in that last game-winning play where he was able to penetrate and find Wes Matthews wide open.
Well, the offense, you're right. I mean, it's running more smoothly. And you mentioned Deron Williams. Yes, he's back. He's healthy. But you also got to tip your hat to J.J. Barea and Devin Harris. Here are guys that are coming off the bench. And this certainly fuels the offense. These guys are in attack mode, and it's keeping the defense off balance and finding the open guy, as you were just talking about, without, you know, Wesley Matthews hitting that last second shot against Chicago.
Well, Barea and Harris are really high character players. I go back with them. I was there the first day that both of them put on a practice uniform for the Mavs, and have kind of been following them and with them. The only guys they have now are those two and Dirk that were with the team my 8 years when I was with the Mavericks. And so I really follow those three quite closely. And Deron, I've known since he was in college, because he played at the Colony High School for Tommy Thomas.
Sure.
Who is one of my really good friends and lives in Houston now. And does work down there, not in basketball, although he could because he's a great basketball man. But anyway, so I follow those guys a good bit, and on a personal level.
You know, we were talking about so much as far as the three-headed monster with J.J. Barea, Devin Harris, and Deron Williams. But how can we overlook? We got to give some big-time love to Harrison Barnes. And, you know, some folks were a bit cynical when he got that $94 million deal. But you really, it's just, Rick Carlisle has done an amazing job, he and his staff, with maximizing his talent. Give us your evaluation of his growth in his first season with the Mavericks.
Well, of course, he was a good player to begin with. But when you're fourth or fifth option on a great team, on a 73-win team, and a team that won the championship and almost won two in a row, you know, you're not going to have numbers to be able to put up 10 points a game in that situation is pretty good. And that's really what made him a commodity that was desired by the Mavericks and several other teams. But so it was hard when people say, well, he's just 10 points a game. You know, that's a lot of money for 10 points a game. And so now he's getting 20 points a game. But had he gotten the shot opportunities and so forth, instead of being a fourth or fifth option at Golden State, you would have seen bigger numbers, and that's coming to pass here now, and he's more of a focal point. He gets his shots. The one thing I'd like to see him do is pick up his rebound game and then get to where he also picks up his assist game, because he's going to have the ball increasingly now as he, you know, establishes himself as he's doing, and he needs to develop the rest of his game, and he owns up to that. I mean, he says that in interviews, and so therefore, I think he will. And another person, I mean, when you're really talking about people that need to get a shout out, is Seth Curry. I mean, what an amazing kind of just surprise kind of performance that he's starting to put on a rather consistent basis. So long he was overshadowed by Steph, and who wouldn't be, but he's really coming along in his own right as a solid NBA player.
How much has his value spiked since signing on with the Mavericks and providing some impressive, you know, production?
Infinitely. I mean, he was a borderline in and out D League, NBA league, you know, play a few minutes and then go two or three games and not play. I mean, he just didn't have a consistent spot in the rotation before he got here, and didn't have that here until all these injuries hit. And lo and behold, he's similar to what we're talking about with Harrison Barnes. It's a matter of his getting consistent play and having the ball in his hands enough that he could display the various abilities that he has. So you know, it's opportunity knocks, and you either open the door or you just stay in bed.
Hey, the NBA conversation continues with longtime and legendary NBA coach, the great Dell Harris, after this short break.